بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is another day and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing to bless us with lot of bounties, different bounties. We must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with more bounties. Because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, that when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah, Allah will increase us more in this ni'mah. So, we started with the verse which we also mentioned yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, in Quran Kareem, in Surah Hijr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are the one who reveal the Quran. But also, we are the one who will protect this Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed the Quran to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the whole ummah. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this Quran. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will protect it. How will Allah protect this Quran? The ulama, they explain that is through the heart of the Muslims. Today you can see how many huffaz are there. From the young ones till the old ones, a lot of huffaz you see. And it's so ajib and very amazing that even sometimes you find a very small boy, 10 years old, 9 years old, and he's a hafiz. The whole book is in his heart. That's how amazing is this whole, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects this Quran. At the same time, you find there are so many huffaz, even this young huffaz, who don't even understand the Quran. They are non-Arabs, but still, to memorize Quran is easy for them. Today, you take example, take a school book. You know, you find some stories, not even big, maybe 100 pages, 200 pages, 300 pages. And a person must try to memorize this book. And not even in a foreign language. You can try to take in your own language, English, whatever the local language is. And you try to memorize that book, page to page, line to line, word to word. And you see how hard it can be. But when it comes to Quran, Allah made it very easy. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Allah made it easy. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects Quran Kareem. Because it's very clear when you look in the previous books, previous revolutions, Tawrat, Injil, Zabur, all these books, they were correct books. They were books from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah revealed them to different prophets, Dawood alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. But later on, they were all corrupted. There were a lot of changes made from these books. Today, the Christians, they might claim that they have Bible, which is from God. But when you look at, there is a lot of changes. There's so many different copies. There's so many words which are taken away and they replace them with the different words. So these things, they have happened before so many times. Now, when it comes to Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that I'm going to protect this Quran. That's why it is impossible. It is impossible for people to come to change Quran and that change must apply to everybody. It's impossible. Because Allah promised He will protect it. And people have tried before. They have tried so many times. But at the end, they will know. People will know that no, there's changes here. Because it's already in the hearts of believers. So many huffaz. And so many are coming also. Every year, there's more huffaz. They are coming. You go to Darul Looms, to Madaris, to Hifz classes, Maktabs. So many huffaz are coming out. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects this Quran Kareem. That's why me and you also, we must always have that courage. For those of us who didn't memorize anything, we must have that courage of memorizing more and more from Quran Kareem. If we have nothing, then we must memorize some surahs. If we have some surahs, we must make it to paras now, juz. You know, if it's one, we must make it two. More and more. We must try our best. But at the same time, we must try to memorize the correct Quran. We must read that Quran in the correct manner, as we mentioned yesterday. Because whatever Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises in hadith, that you read Quran, you will get this. You read how many surahs, you're going to get this reward. This whole promise, it will apply only if we recite the Quran according to how he taught us. And that is the correct way. Just the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say in hadith, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli," that you must make salah according to how you saw me making salah, according to his way. Because if you do different way, then you're not going to get the reward which was promised. Same thing also when it comes to Quran. A person should read Quran in the correct manner. It is so bad that sometimes some mistakes, if you make some of the mistakes from Quran while you are making salah, the whole salah can also be invalid. That's how bad it is. That some mistakes, if you do them from Quran while you are making salah, it could lead to that salah being invalid. So it is something very, very important that me and you must always focus on. But our Quran must be good. Because you can look, sometimes, some of us, maybe we are 30 years old, 30-something, 40-something, 20-something. Now, for how long, how many years since a person is baligh until now? Maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20 years, and still we can't read Quran properly. That would be a very big shame. That is more than unacceptable. Because we spend so much time in our Islam. Allah gave us so much time that we could have corrected our recitation. So we must always look forward on going to ulama kiram, the scholars, the people who are experts in reading Quran, that we must learn from them and try our best. We must make time. Some of us will be saying, no, I don't have time, I don't have time. But no, if we make time, time will be there. We can make time for so many things. As long as you want to do it, as long as you open your heart to that, time will be there. Yesterday we mentioned Surah Fatiha. And also we mentioned that some very common mistakes which people will be doing when they are reading Surah Fatiha. And for some of us, who are maybe we do have those mistakes, we must try our best to correct those mistakes, because they are very common mistakes. And if we know somebody who does the same mistakes, we must try to correct them in a good way, because correcting somebody also is not an easy task. You need to have wisdom. You must be very polite and soft when you are correcting somebody, because a person doesn't feel good when he's being corrected. He doesn't feel good. So you must correct them in a good way. So we read 4 verses of Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. That's where we stop. We'll continue from there, inshallah. Among these very common mistakes which a person can be doing, and without even knowing that he's doing those mistakes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The next verse is إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. In إهدنا الصراط المستقيم, one very common mistake is the alif. The first alif, the beginning of the ayat. Most of the time you'll hear people reading it, إهدنا. إهدنا. Instead of E. Supposed to be clear, E. Alif, Zer, E. And not Ehdina. Supposed to be E. 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 One is the ha sound must be heavy. Mustn't be Ehdina. Or mustn't be Ehdina. The ha sound must be very clear. E. 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 That bass must be there. E. And also it must be clear, E. Alif, Zer, E. Alif, Kasra, E. E. Alif, Ha, Kasra, E. E, Dina. And it's not E, Dina. E, Dina, Sirata. And very common mistake is Sad. You see, Sad, the pronunciation of Sad is very close to Sin. So a person can mix these two pronunciation. One is so, one is sa. Sa, so. Sa, so. One is si, one is sui. Sui, si. Sa, so. They are very close. So a person must be very careful when he's pronouncing one of these two letters. He mustn't mix one into other one. Especially when you are pronouncing sad. Because sin is very easy and is very common even in our normal local languages. We have sa, sin. The pronunciation of sin is very easy. But when it comes to sad, that's the one which is difficult. So a person, he can confuse sad with sin. So it's not sirata. It's not si. It's not sirata. It's sui. Suirata, sod, sod. Just the way when we say sweet, you know, sweet. Or Swiss, Switzerland, you know. Or Swaziland, all this, so. In English is more like, I don't know, but it can be S-W and something there. S-W-A, S-W-I, or S-W-E. But is sui. Ihdina suira. Suira. Again, ra, which we mentioned yesterday, it must be full mouth. Ra is a full mouth letter when it has fatha and dhamma, zabar or pesh. When ra have zabar or pesh on top, then this ra will be full mouth with tafkhim. So, ihdina suirata. Suirata. إهدنا الصراط صراط. Another very common mistake is طا. It's not تا. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. It's not ta. When you say ta, you already change the letter. Means you put different letter from the original letter which is there in the Quran Kareem. So it's not ihdina sirata, it's ihdina sirata. One is ta, you know, alif, ba, ta. It has two dots on top. That is ta. But another one is sad, vad, ta. That is a full mouth letter. The one at the beginning with two dots is empty mouth. You don't need to fool your mouth, you know. You don't need to do anything. It's just normal. Ta. It's clean. Ta. Your mouth is just empty. But the other one, sad, bad, ta. It's full mouth letter. Ta, ta, ta. You can see even the sound is more of full mouth. Ta. So, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Ta. Ta المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط صراط. And another very common mistake in this verse also is مستقيم. مستقيم, that قاف. We mentioned yesterday the difference between قاف and كاف. قا كا قي كي قو كو. Very close also. They are very confusing. A person can confuse one into the other one. So, mustaqim, qi, 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 qaf. It's not kaf, it's not mustaqim. It's not mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al mustaqim. Mustaqim is wrong. Means you are reading kaf. Supposed to be qaf, full mouth, the one with two dots. So, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. قيم, قيم, قاف. And also, we shouldn't mix. You see, most of these full mouth letters, when they have kasra, they don't stay full mouth anymore. When they have zer, these full mouth letters, when they have zer, they don't stay full mouth anymore. For example, we mentioned here that ra is a full mouth letter. But we made it clear that is full mouth when there is what? Zabar and pesh. When there is fatha and dhamma. But the moment you put kasra on it, the moment you put zer on ra, it doesn't stay full mouth anymore. It becomes ri, ri. It's not rui anymore. It's ri, ri. Same thing also with qaf. When there is fatha, when there is dhamma, when there is zabar, when there is pesh, on qaf is full mouth letter. Qa, qu. The moment you put kasra, the moment you put zer, it becomes empty mouth. Qi. So this is also a very important point. We shouldn't think maybe because it's a full mouth letter, so every time we read it full mouth, no. It's not like that. So here, this qaf is not going to be full mouth. Although qaf is one of the full mouth letters, mufakham letters. So, ihdina sirat al mustaqim, qi, qi. But that the sound of qaf must be clear. That is qim and is not kim. So these are the common mistakes which we find people be doing in اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The next verse is صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Here at the beginning again is mixing صاد with سين, you know, صراط. But also after صاد this را, which is also full mouth letter, we mentioned it already. And then again after را there is what? طال there. I mean there's alif, but the very common mistake is ta also. Sirata, sirata. After that, new mistake is an'amta, an'amta. There is alif. After alif, there is noon with sakin on top, with jazm. After alif, there is noon with jazm, sakin. Now, a very common mistake is to make that noon sound like there is zabar, there is fatha on top. To read, anamta, anamta. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنَعَمْتَ 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 أَنَعَمْتَ. That is wrong. That jazm on top of noon, that sakin on top of noon must be very clear. أَنْ أَنْ أَنْعَ 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 أَنْ أَنْ. Not أَنَعَمْتَ. When you say أَنَعَمْتَ, it's more like you are flowing. أَنَعَمْتَ. And that is wrong. So is an'a, an'a, an'amta. And also ayn, the pronunciation of ayn must be very clear. It's not an'amta, an'amta. It's not an'amta. It's an'a, an'amta alayhim. So the pronunciation of ayn, we shouldn't mix it to alif or hamza. That is very common. That to make it easy, because it's hard. The pronunciation of ayn is not easy. You need to master on it. Now a person can mix a to a. Alayhim. An'amta alayhim. Or an'amta alayhim. To make it easy. But it's wrong, because you are changing ayn to hamza. So it should be an'amta alayhim. An'amta alayhim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Another very common mistake in this, this is so many people you hear them doing this mistake, and it's very hidden, very, very hidden mistake, is in the word عليهم. What is the mistake? The mistake is to read صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Alayhim, alayhim. What we read there? Alay, lay, lay. There is no lay in Arabic. In Arabic, there is no lay. Alayhim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. There is no lay. So when you say alayhim, alay, layhim, you are changing it. On top of lam, there is what? Zabar. Fatha. So it's supposed to be lam, ya, zabar, lay. Lam, ya, fatha, lay. Lay, lay, and not lay. This is very common mistake. Alayhim, alayhim. And you don't even notice it because you are doing it fast and it sounds okay, you know. Alayhim, alayhim. But it's wrong. Supposed to be alayhim, alay, alayhim, alayhim. This mistake is also common when usually we start to read, to make recitation of Quran. What do we say? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So most of us, we are used to that shaitan. You know the word shaitan? When we talk normally, we say shaitan, shaitan, shaitan. We don't say shaitan. You understand? So when we read even a'udhu, we say also shaitan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani. Shaitan, shay, shaitan. But in Arabic, there is no shay. There is no shay in Arabic. It's sheen, fatha, sha. Sheen, zabar, sha. Shaitan. It's not shaitan. So it's very common people to read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Shaitan, shaitan. But it's not shaitan. It's shaitan. So it's a very common mistake in this kind of words. Alayhim. So it should be alay, layhim, alayhim. Sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim. The second part of the part after that is غير المغضوب. غير المغضوب also, you get غين. غين is also a letter a person should practice to get the proper pronunciation. Ghain is very hard. People, you'll hear them reading ga. Ga. Which is wrong. Gairil Magdubi. Gairil. Gairil. There is no even ga in Arabic. Ga is normally in Urdu. You know, dega. You know, all this. They have this one letter in Urdu, which it looks like kaf, but it has a line on top, which is called gaf. In the Urdu alphabet, there's a letter called gaf. One is kaf, is also there in Urdu, one is gaf. But in Arabic, there's no gaf, which will be ga. So when you read, ghayril is ghayn, ghayn, ayn, ghayn. It's full mouth letter, ghayn. And it's not gairil, gairil makdubi. So it's ghayril, gha, 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 ghayril, ghayril, ghay, ghay, ghayril. So inshallah, we must try on making this right practice, you know. Sit with somebody who knows how to read Quran, and you practice in front of them, inshallah it will get better. So, غَيْرِ الْمَغْ Again, غَيْن here. مَغْضُوبِ There is غَيْن. But after غَيْن, there is what? Bod. Which is also very hard to pronounce. You know, some letters, they are very easy. And some, they need a little bit of effort, some juhd behind it. But they are all possible. You know, as long as you put effort and you make some time, then inshallah, it will come easy. So, bod. Bod, most of people, they will be reading it like za, you know, or like tha, غير المغزوب, you know, or مغزوب, but it should be full mouth. مغزوب, bu, bu, مغزوب, غير المغزوب, غير المغزوب. Alayhim, again, we talked about this already. Walabbalin, walabba. One very common mistake is walazza, which is wrong. So if it be bad, the proper way of pronouncing it, bad is full mouth, and you see there's some little bit bounce from the cheeks, either this side or both sides. Bo, 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 bo. Ba, ba. Wala ba, wala ba, wala ba. The tongue goes on top, and you see there's some little bit of bubbles there from the cheeks. Wala ba, wala ba. And the mud also, try to pull it. So these are the very common mistakes which we find in Surah Fatiha. And, you know, Surah Fatiha is a very common surah. We read this almost in every rakat of our salah. Every rakat we read. Of course, to Ahnaf, the Hanafi brothers, if they are behind Imam, they don't read. But usually we read this in our Nafl, Sunnah, and every time we read Surah Fatiha. Yeah, and it's the very known surah in the Quran that every single Muslim should know this surah. Not just know the surah, even the meaning of the surah, we should know it. I mean, how long we are Muslim since we are baligh, and a person doesn't know the meaning of Surah Fatiha, not the whole Quran, we don't talk about the whole, just Surah Fatiha. Doesn't sound right at all, you know. So to know the meaning, that is also another story. But just the proper recitation, the proper way of reading it, a person must try to know it. So those mistakes which we mentioned them, inshallah, we must try to correct them if we have any of those mistakes, so that inshallah our recitation can be correct and can be also accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we don't read the correct way, then how do we expect to get the proper reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we read the correct way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us complete reward. So inshallah we'll go over the whole surah and to see those mistakes again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
That calf there, not مالك يوم
مالكي مالك يوم الدين
Not يومي يومي
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
Yesterday we mentioned how the meaning it could change if we change it to iyaka. So that shadda, tashdeed, that making it hard, it should always be there.
Iyaka, iyaka.
A little bit of, you know, stutter.
Iyaka. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina, not ihdina.
Not
اهدنا الصراط is E. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم عليهم
and not
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
not عليهم And it sounds very convincing, you know.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
So inshallah, let's make effort on those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on all of this. Any questions, inshallah? It's okay. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.